17 minutes past the hour now. This is Craig Novak, and a special message now. Well, let me tell you, for those who might be interested, Yankee 3 is zero. Uniform, repeat uniform. Romeo 2, repeat Romeo 2. November, repeat November. Channel 16 listening. 13 before the hour on Laser 558. A repetition of this fine message. We have Yankee, all Yankee 3 are zero. Uniform, repeat uniform. November, repeat November. Romeo 2, repeat Romeo 2. Channel 16 listening.
It's 12 o'clock midday.
Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek magazine.
Good afternoon. The offshore radio ship MV Communicator, home of Laser 558, sailed from the Nokdeep Channel today, escorted by the British government surveillance vessel Guardline Tracker. The communicator had been plagued by generator problems since yesterday, and after a night of heavy storms on the North Sea, the government vessel took up position alongside the ship earlier today. It isn't yet known if the communicator had asked for assistance or if the authorities boarded the vessel. Both ships are now believed to be heading for Harwich on the east coast of England. The crew of the Guardline Tracker would not comment on whether or not the action they had taken was on the authorization of land-based officials. With a look back at Laser's time on the North Sea, Andy Johnson.
Laser 558 was one of the most successful offshore radio stations to challenge Europe's land-based broadcasters since the first such station took to the high seas in 1958. Its programs of non-stop hit music at one time had an audience of over 8 million listeners, but from the time Laser arrived off the east coast of England until today, the station was plagued with technical problems. The original plan to broadcast using an aerial suspended from a balloon flown above the radio ship communicator, previously a surveillance vessel called Guardline Seeker, was soon abandoned in favour of the more traditional transmitter masts. And despite its massive audience, Laser never achieved the same measure of success in gaining advertising. Nevertheless, the station was seen as such a threat by Britain's independent local radio operators, who found their listeners deserting in droves to the brash American newcomer, that they put pressure on the UK government to silence both Laser and her neighbour, Caroline. The government surveillance vessel took up station in the Nokdeep Channel of the North Sea, where both ships are anchored. The authorities claimed both stations were supplied from England in contravention of legislation passed in 1967, designed to silence offshore radio once and for all. In fact, both Laser and Caroline tendered from Spain. Last night's storms, coupled with a lack of cash and ever-increasing generator problems, finally proved too much, and Laser's brave attempt to shake up European broadcasting came to an end. It is ironical that the government ship, Guardline Tracker, which escorted Laser to Harwich, was once upon a time a sister ship to the communicator.
Caroline 558 for Christmas Eve, 1985. And we, well, sadly finish up with on a rather somber note this morning. After, what, nearly 22 years of broadcasting, Caroline's made many, many friends through its listeners. Some come and some go, and some have been with us for, well, from the very beginning. And news reaches us today of one Caroline listener that Caroline will always hold a very, very special place in its heart for, but sadly has passed away and is no longer with us. To millions, he was just known as Buster. God bless you, Buster.
We know you are out there. We are here, please, with Bruce. This is Laser Hot Hits, and I am John Rock and Roll Anthony. I'd like to send out my sincerest and most gratitude thanks to my buddy John, James, and Mike. They are the main wire twisters who crank us back up, got us rocking and rolling on the airwaves of all Europe. They are our wire twisters, the brewers of Laser Blast, and also the brewers of their own home beer. I think we might put that in a bottle and call it John Rock and Roll Beer. I don't know. I'm going to have to get the patent from them and see if we can't make up a little bit. Here's Pride in the Name of Love. It is the right time to tell a friend that Laser Hot Hits is back. That's right. No more boring radio. The only fun station in all of Europe is back doing it to you. That's right, you, you, and you, and you. Everybody put your hand up to the radio. I want you to feel something move. Rainbow, since you've been gone, Laser Hot Hits. Good evening, Europe. 9:35, John Rock and Roll Anthony at Laser Hot Hits. We are back, and we are rocking and non-stop it all night long. ZZ Top, three men from Texas, two of them with the funny beards, and one of them kind of looks like a normal person. Don't know how he got mixed up with those other two. Give me all your loving Laser Hot Hits. We're back a couple minutes before 10 o'clock. Make that 12:58 for the digital freaks on the outside. John Rock and Roll Anthony taking you into a laser hit first night. Can you hardly stand it? That's right. We got the hottest hits all over the nation. Right now, Sly Fox, let's go all the way to number one. We'll see you up there. Thank you very much.
Returning to your radio sets. Laser is back. Program details will be announced soon. Go tell a friend. Tell them Laser is back. And stay tuned to this channel.
A 1 minute after 12 o'clock, John Rock and Roll Anthony here. And, we're going to take a slight pause here. We got a whole bunch of things. We got to twist a few more wires and cool down a few things. Infractions, detractions, crecractions, and crustaceans, and all these other things that have been going on. We have got more people huddled around our transmitters downstairs in the bottom of our laser boat than anybody can possibly ever deal with. And we're not even giving anything away free right here, but we got people down there that are just working and working and working and working and working and working, and they're gonna get everything coming back to normal. All you gotta do is just stick it right here.
Hot hits, hot hits.
From the MV Communicator, anchored in the international waters of the North Sea, we are Europe's hottest hits. AM 576, Laser Hot Hits.
Hot Hits.
Maximum power, AM 576, Laser Hot Hits.
Hi, this is Samantha Fox on Laser Hot Hits, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Laser Hot Hits. 576. Laser Hot Hits.
While the others are talking,
rip off the knob.
While the others are rocking, we keep on talking.
Laser Hot Hits. More music on Laser Hot Hits. Laser Hot Hits.
All hit radio. The hottest hits on AM 576, Laser Hot Hits.
Nobody plays a better variety of music.
Laser Hot Hits.
Nobody.
Laser Hot Hits.
More hits. Back to back.
Laser Hot Hits.
While the others are talking, we keep on rocking.
Laser Hot Hits.
AM 576, Laser Hot Hits. Turn it up loud and rip off the knob.
Caroline, 500 meters of the weather on this Wednesday, 25th of November. Cloudy and misty with occasional rain. Temperatures will reach a low of 3 degrees Celsius. Winds are northeasterly and strong. Sea of the South Falls is rough, I should think so too. And the visibility from the Ross Revenge is good. 12 minutes of... Caroline 551, New York 11518 in the USA if you'd like to write to us. New York 11518 in the USA if you'd like to write to us. That's where you want to write. And send us a letter or something. This is ridiculous. Here's the Hooters on Caroline 558 with satellites. Good morning to you.
And a very, very good afternoon to you. Just as you were beginning to think we'd gone away, we pop back. Caroline 558, back on your radio, back with all the good music across Europe. And the music never stops. Let's go west, and we close our eyes. Something we all did a lot of last week. Good afternoon to you. It's Nigel Harris, by the way. Europe's favourite music station, Caroline 558, back in business yet again. At 90 minutes past two, Barry White's still going strong, so I see. It's the 4th of December today. When you're off the air, you lose all track of time. Christmas is nearly here. Sing.
This is Radio Caroline, broadcasting on 6210 kilohertz in the 49-meter band from the Ross Revenge, anchored in the international waters of the North Sea. We will be suspending transmission on this frequency for a period of 30 minutes at 12 o'clock English time and listening for reception reports on this and adjacent frequencies.
This is WLR calling Radio Caroline on 6210 kilohertz shortwave.
Don't hold it long. Your signal here in Dublin in Ireland was 20 dB over 9. That's 20 decibels over 9. A very strong signal indeed. And no problems with, of course, audio. This is WLR calling Radio Caroline.
Well, we'd like to thank everyone that came back to us. This is Radio Caroline, and I'm Mike Watts. The reason we've delayed returning to the air is that we just had so many calls. It was unbelievable. A lot of you didn't get through in full. The conditions here are not particularly good. They're bouncing up and down, rather. But we did manage to get several stations' reports. Certainly logged in stations from Dublin, one from Dublin, one identifying itself as Boyneside Radio, Delta Tango 6280, we heard you, we unfortunately cannot QSO, this is a broadcast transmitter and it's extremely difficult to do a QSO with it. Delta Radio, I believe, who are in, possibly in Holland, I heard a station in Scotland, one in Jutland, one from Italy and one from Antibes in France as well. Also, thanks to everyone who tried to contact us but failed to do so because of poor propagation conditions. We could hear so many stations, but most of them were extremely weak and unreadable. But stay tuned to Caroline. We're now returning to Caroline 558, the medium wave station, and relaying the output of that on this frequency. This is Radio Caroline from the North Sea on 6210.
World Mission Radio, WMR.
World Mission Radio, Box 346, Corona, California, zip code 91719, USA.
Weltmissionsradio, Postfach 346, Corona, California, 91719, Vereinigte Staaten von Amerika.
You're listening to Caroline 558, your 24-hour music station. In order to carry out essential engineering and technical reorganization to bring you a better service on 558 and a new station on 819, it's necessary for Caroline to suspend daytime transmissions from Saturday for a period of about 1 month. After this time, Caroline will return to 558 24 hours with a better service than ever before. During the next month, a Dutch language music station can be heard on 558 during the day, with Caroline continuing unaltered throughout the night. So stay tuned to 558 for the best in 24-hour music radio.
And that all begins in 5 minutes' time. This is for Jeanette from Steve Irwin van der Bleek in Dutch next. See you at six. Bye-bye.
Europa, een goedemorgen. Het is 9 uur precies. Dit is live vanaf de Noordzee. Een Nederlandstalige testuitzending op 558 kHz AM. Bij u tot 7 uur vanavond met alleen maar de allerbeste muziek. Een van de dingen wat wij hier gaan doen op 5.8 overdag is het Nederlands product ondersteunen. Daar begonnen we gelijk krachtig mee. De nieuwe satellietschijf, je hoort haar elke week, de hele week lang, de satellietschijf. Deze week is het Mariska van Kolk en You're As Cold As Ice. Europa, goedemorgen. Daar zijn we dan op 558 kHz. Tot 7 uur vanavond brengen we je de allerbeste muziek in deze testuitzendingen. Mijn naam is Ewan van der Bleek. Ik ben bij u tot 12 uur.
On midday today, Europe's premier music station is back all day long in English. Caroline 558 plays your favorite music and more of it than anyone else on 558 AM.
De Nederlandstalige programma's van Radio 558 zijn sinds 12 uur te beluisteren op 819 kHz onder de naam Radio 819.
Het is Radio 558.
Als je nu niet weet...
weet wat kwaliteitsradio is, zul je er wel nooit achter komen. 819 streelt de oren. Dag in, dag uit. Met de beste klanken die je je kunt wensen. 819. Doelbewust. Vooruitstrevend. Herkenbaar. En baanbrekend.
Luisteraars, goedemiddag en welkom bij Radio 819. Live vanaf het zendschip Lost Revenge, 14 mijl voor de Engelse kust, brengen wij van 's ochtends 5 tot 's avonds 7 programma's in het Nederlands. Nou, wat gaat er allemaal veranderen? Eigenlijk niet zo gek veel. Alleen deze nieuwe frequentie, wat nieuwe jingles. En zometeen de Smoking Top 3, daarna Ria Valk en een half uur Gouden Ouwe. En daarna de Texas Top 40. En we besluiten met The Revenge, non-stop disco muziek met Ad Robbers.
819 on 558 kilohertz, this is Radio Caroline. 7 minutes past 12, a very good Saturday afternoon to you from the North Sea, live from the North Sea with all your music favourites. We are Caroline 558. Little Steve Masters in the studio with you till 2 this afternoon, and we're keeping things moving with Prefab Sprout from a couple of months back. They've got a song to sing called The King of Rock and Roll. Midday 10 in the UK, 10 past 1 on the continent. Good afternoon to you. No, you're not hearing things. We are daytime Caroline 558. Some new music for you from NXS. This is called Need You Tonight. All the very best in music, both current and classic, is live from the North Sea all day long on Caroline 558. Here's Kylie Minogue to sing her latest Je ne sais pas pourquoi. Midday 30 in the UK, 1:30 on the continent. Here's today's weather from Caroline 558. Dry and sunny as well. A maximum of 10 degrees Celsius. The winds out here are light and variable. Steer the Fool's Head is calm and the visibility is good. Level 42, here's Lessons in Love.
Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek Magazine.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Steve Conway. Good morning. In South Africa, a right-wing local council... And finally, on this day 1 year ago, Caroline listeners across Britain and Europe woke up to find silence on their radios. A silence lasted a period of some months. Weakened by the October hurricane and battered the night before by northeasterly gales, the ship's radio mast had come crashing down into the sea at about 3 a.m., putting the station off the air. Some said forever. Nigel Harris reports.
The 300-foot radio tower on board the Caroline ship Ross Revenge had stood for 6 years and was known by seafarers far and wide as one of the most spectacular sights off the southern English coast. For Caroline, the mast enabled high-power, reliable transmission on both 558 kilohertz, home of the 24-hour-a-day English language service, and on 819 kilohertz, where Dutch language and religious programming provided diversity of output and additional sources of income. The storm which hit the Ross Revenge a year ago was particularly savage, and at 3 a.m. it became clear that the forces of nature had proved the engineering feats of man to be transient, as must always be the case. No one was injured when the tower collapsed, although the ship became very unstable for a period and had to be reballasted. In addition, the mast, when falling, had destroyed vital and expensive equipment used to enable two separate signals to be fed through one aerial, and this could not immediately be replaced. Within 8 days, Caroline had resumed on 558 kilohertz only, with engineers having built a tiny temporary aerial, which put out just enough power to reach the Kent and Essex coastlines. Manned by a skeleton crew of just 4 people, the Ross Revenge survived through to Christmas and New Year 1988. With just a fraction of its original coverage area and audience. During January, the Caroline crew, working outside, often in rough weather and sub-zero temperatures, managed to build 2 90-foot masts and complete a new temporary aerial system, which enabled power to increase and the coverage area to be extended as far as London and Holland. However, the ship's transmitters were not suited to low power operation, and technical breakdowns involving periods off the air were common during the spring and early summer. In addition, it was not possible to operate any service on 819 kHz, as tests of a new design of carbon fiber transmitting mast failed in April. In July, the decision had to be made reluctantly to allow the Dutch language station to recommence operations by surrendering to them the 558 kHz frequency during the daytime, with Caroline then operating only in the evening and overnight. This style of operation lasted for several months, but enabled funds to become available for the purchase of new equipment to enable two separate frequencies to be fed through the aerial once more. So, finally, at the beginning of this month, transmissions resumed on 819 kHz, with the Dutch moving to this frequency, where evening religious programming was once more able to resume. Caroline is now able to operate as a 24-hour English language music station, and the volume of mail being received indicates that the audience lost during last year is quickly being regained. Plans for the future include modification of the aerial to enable higher power output so that we can cover all of the southeast of England, Belgium and Holland. Exactly 1 year after the disaster, which many people said would silence Caroline forever, she is alive and kicking and well on the road to recovery. Next year, Caroline celebrates 25 years on air and looks forward to another quarter century of successful broadcasting.
Thank you, Nigel. The next news on Caroline is at 8.
Anybody hearing this broadcast perhaps could help us by telephoning the Coast Guard to register a complaint, possibly by contacting anybody in authority that you think could help us. This is the radio ship Ross Revenge, broadcasting from the international waters of the North Sea. And for the moment anyway, we'll return you to our regular programs. Thank you.
It appears that we are now being boarded by a Dutch tug. We are being boarded by a Dutch tug.
Representatives of the Dutch government have just boarded the Ross Revenge. At the moment, one of the people that's come aboard has been violent towards our engineer. We haven't a clue what's going on at the moment.
All we can say is these guys are definitely not here to take photographs.
No, and at the moment we have the DTI standing by at the rear of the ship. They are not at this stage appearing to do anything. We're going to make inquiries whether or not they are going to allow this behaviour. As I say, there has been some violence, and it's on behalf of the it's the Dutch people that have been doing it. We'll get back to you.
Right. In the meantime, let's send these people a message from us. Here are the Beatles and Caroline, and All You Need Is Love. This is the radio ship Ross Revenge. We appear to be in quite a dangerous predicament at the moment, Bruce.
Yeah. At the moment, we have a ship alongside us. It's a Dutch vessel.
The Volans, I believe.
The Volans.
The Volans.
And it is endangering everybody on board. All right.
This is...
just one more message, please, Chris. I've just spoken to the Dover Coast Guard. For anybody listening, would they please stop now calling the Coast Guard?
Okay, so once again, anybody who's listening, please stop calling Dover Coast Guard. Dover Coast Guard apparently now are fully aware of the situation. Love is all you need. We've got Nigel Harris with us. Nigel.
Yes, we have been now boarded by the Dutch authorities. We are in desperate need of help, and they are to shut the station down and take us all off.
Right,
we are in international waters. This is a breach of this vessel's right to be here. And I desperately plead for help. We need help now.
So please, anybody who is listening, anybody who is an authority, anybody who thinks they can do anything at all, please help us. This is Radio Caroline, anchored in the international waters of the North Sea. We are currently being boarded. Well, the latest news we have on board the Ross Revenge is apparently... whether we can believe it or not, but according to our sources, this particular vessel, this Dutch vessel, this hostile Dutch vessel, is acting on behalf of the British government.
Please call your local MP, councillors, local radio stations and local newspapers. With anybody, please help, quick.
Thank you, Neil Gates. We've got just about, well, not quite everybody in the studio at the moment, but we've got a fine crew here. What's the latest news, Nigel?
The authorities are on board now, making their way to the studio.
Right, this could be the end. We wish you...
We stay as long as we can.
We wish you a lot of love. We've been here since 1964, Easter Sunday 1964, and hopefully someday Radio Caroline will be back. In fact, I feel sure that we will. Please keep listening.
Loving awareness is free. Is free. Is free. Is free. 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 Free.
Nick. This is Radio Caroline, the radio ship Ross Revenge, anchored in the international waters of the North Sea. This is a Panamanian vessel being boarded illegally on behalf of the Dutch and British governments. There's a Dutch tug alongside and they are already on board the ship. They have already used violence against certain crew members here on board the Ross Revenge. If you can help us, please call your local radio station, local media, anything. Anyone you think can help us, call, please, now, before Caroline goes.
A very good afternoon to you on this black day. It is Saturday, the 19th of August, 1989. The radio ship Ross Revenge, the home of Radio Caroline for many, many years. We have been boarded by officials. And indeed, one might even go so far as to say a couple of thugs from a Dutch vessel which is alongside. Several members of the crew have been manhandled, and it appears that their intention is to tow this radio ship away. This, of course, is a flagrant breach of international regulations.
It is exactly 6 years today since our broadcast started from this boat. This is a fine anniversary present.
One wonders about the timing of this event.
25 years on the air, 6 years on this boat, and they're now illegally boarded us in international waters. I have every intention of throwing the vessel away.
So if there is anybody at all out there who can perhaps offer us some assistance, whatever that might be, please, 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 please try. It's coming up to 1 minute before 1 o'clock. We've had just about everybody associated with the radio station in the studio. We have Caroline Martin, who's beside me. Not looking too well. Nobody's...
Discussions are going on now downstairs.
Apparently, discussions are going on in the mess room. We shall keep you posted. In the meantime, just to reiterate that message, this is the radio ship Ross Revenge, anchored in the international waters of the North Sea. We have been boarded by a Dutch vessel. Once again, we have been boarded illegally by a Dutch vessel. A good question. Do you know what it's like to be free? Over the years, since Easter Sunday 1964, we have known what it's like to be free. And the only trouble about freedom is that it scares a lot of people, particularly the people who themselves are not free. And when they see freedom, the only thing they can think of to do is to try and stamp it out. And Radio Caroline refuses to be stamped out.
We will be leaving the any moment now. The boarding party are finding their way to the transmitter room, and they are going to dismantle all our broadcasting gear, take the studio to pieces, dismantle the generators, and then incapacitate the ship totally. They will also be taking staff with them, but I'm not too sure exactly how that one works at the moment. But they are now making their way downstairs. We will be going off the air any time.
Nigel, this is the saddest day of my life, and I think it's going to be a sad day for a lot of people.
Yeah. I know, but we just can't fight them. There's too many of them. They have a tug the size of the Ross. And it's not the end, I'm sure, although it's easy to say that.
The Ross Revenge is not the only ship in the world. We will be back, we can assure you that.
Caroline, we'll be back. Caroline will return.
The 19th of August, 1989, is the day the UK, Great Britain, became a totalitarian state.
Radio Caroline, we love you too much to leave you forever. Please keep tuned over the weeks and months to come to our frequencies. And I feel sure that you will hear something in the not-too-distant future. We've got a further news update for you. Here's Dave Richards.
Yes, the situation is that representatives from the Dutch government and Coast Guard are on board. Their intention is, in fact, to take various broadcast equipment. We're not sure whether that includes AC generator supply, but surely it does include our shortwave frequency, the 819 frequency, and vital components, or the whole transmitter for the 558 frequency. Also, our studio equipment, what they intend us as... people no harm. The basic problem is that they basically just want this ship off the air. They're leaving the ship and they're leaving the people on board it.
We have the option to go ashore apparently if we want to. Right, don't anymore.
Do you know what's happening?
Bruce Monroe, come on, explain things.
Right, as it stands, the gentlemen are going to remove the transmitter from the ship and take a few other things as well. What they have just told us is that we are free to go back to Holland with them, where there will be no more charges pressed. We will also be able to go back to England. and there will be no charges pressed there. Alternatively, we can stay on the Russia Revenge. Now, would you like to say anything, sir, before we go off?
Jumbo Records and Tapes gratefully acknowledge assistance from Monitor Magazine, Gary Hogg and Anorex UK, Caroline Movement, Chris Edwards, Charlie Wolfe, Chris Tully, JR, Glenn Fraser, Tom Anderson, Paul Scripps, Ian Goddard and Stephen Bumfrey, who supplied archive recordings that were used. Produced and edited by Bill Rollings, the executive producer was Ray Anderson. Another 10 years of offshore radio is just one in a series of offshore radio documentary records, tapes and videos available from EAP. For further details, please write East Anglian Productions, Studio House, 21 Walton Road, Frinton-on-Sea, Essex, or telephone us on 0255 676252.